The S&P 500, which keeps track of how well big American companies are doing in the stock market, reached a new all-time high on Friday. This happened because technology stocks did really well and people started feeling more positive about the economy. The index closed at 4,839.8, which is higher than the previous record set in January 2022. This is a big deal because it shows that we've recovered from a tough time in the market 2 years ago when people were worried about inflation and how the economy would handle it. Investors are feeling more confident now that inflation has gone down and the chances of the economy going downhill have decreased. This has led to more activity in the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which shows how the overall economy is doing, also reached a new record high last year because people were optimistic and buying shares. On Friday, it went up by 1%. The Nasdaq, which lists a lot of technology companies, went up by 1.7%, but it's still about 4% lower than its highest point in 2021. The fact that the S&P 500 reached a new all-time high means that we're in a bull market right now. That means share prices have gone up by 35% since they hit rock bottom in October 2022. Investors are hopeful that the U.S. Central Bank will be able to control inflation and maybe even start doing things differently later this year. If that happens, it would mean that borrowing money would be cheaper and that would help the economy and companies. It would also make people more interested in buying stocks instead of putting their money in things that depend on interest rates, which would make stock prices go up even more. People are feeling positive about the stock market because they think the technology sector is going to grow. This is because of all the cool things happening with artificial intelligence. And it's not just investors who are feeling good about things. Regular people are also seeing the benefits. Their retirement and investment accounts are getting better. Gas prices are going down. And the prices of other things are not going up as much. A survey from the University of Michigan showed that people's confidence is the highest it's been since 2021, which is a 21% increase compared to last year. In conclusion, the S&P 500 reaching a new all-time high shows that we've bounced back from worries about inflation and the economy going downhill. Investors are hopeful that the U.S. Central Bank will do things to help the economy, which would make borrowing money cheaper and stock prices go up. The technology sector is also expected to grow because of artificial intelligence. This positive feeling is not just for investors, but regular people are also seeing improvements in their money and lower prices for some things.